Joy Crooks wants you to love the skin you were born in.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind as easy as when we both undress each other.
The singer-songwriter from South London, born to Bangladeshi and Irish immigrants, knows all too well the struggle of trying to figure out your identity in a society where being yourself can look like a thousand different things. In her debut album, Skin, Joy Crooks soulfully sings us through those streets and neighborhoods and embraces themes of power, heartbreak, racial justice, and how to make peace with yourself. She joins us now from London. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am well. I want to start with this song that your album is named after, Skin. Let's listen.
What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin?
So first let me say, oh my goodness, your voice. I'm sure you hear that a lot. But married with these lyrics, it's intense. Tell me about this song.
The song is a song I wrote after someone I was very close to felt like they didn't want to continue life anymore, I guess. They were having a really hard time. And it was my way of telling them that their life was worth living. Mm. It's kind of like, how do I make this person that I love so much see the love I have for them, but with it by themselves?
You've got the life. You've got the life worth living.
This album, you can really hear a lot of what moves you. I'm thinking, for example, of this song, Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Let's listen to this.
I've been posing with red skies, retweeting picket signs, put my name on petitions, but I won't change my mind.
I wrote the song because I was very interested in how people behave during a time of political turmoil. I'm playing a character in the song who is an ironic character who finds it easier to either be complicit or be performative in fear of speaking out and fear of the consequence of speaking out because of things in our generation like cancel culture. This character I'm playing, we're all guilty of being hurt, including myself. There's always been a time where you come home and you practice in the mirror what you could have, should have, would have said. And I think the most important thing about progression, especially progression to do with racism and injustice, is that we have to face ourselves before we face anyone else. That is the only way to progression.
I mean, all these parts of yourself sort of cascades into a song that comes near the end of your album. It's called Power.
I don't need your permission. I don't want that disease. Looking through every finger that you pointed at me.
Power is a song that I wrote just after Trump was elected. I was 18. I was pretty angry. I was kind of worried about this very right-wing world that seemed to be upon the horizon. And I wanted to speak about the abuse of power in general. Mm. But I had an incredible conversation with an American writer called Audra May. Something really spooky happened before. She was told by a psychic in LA that she would meet a girl and she would be the only one that understood the girl there. And she believed that that girl was me.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. And we spoke for 2 hours. She had me in tears. And it was when she got up and said, right, you have a song, I'm out of here, where I kind of freaked out, but then realized that I was in very safe hands. And because of that safety she'd built for me to speak how I wanted to speak, that was it.
You can't take my power. You got nothing on me.
Do you imagine who this album might be for? I mean, when you're making something like this, because to me, what's so interesting about your music is that it has this universality, right? But it's also very specific. And I think that it gives it a real authenticity because of that.
Yeah, I think that the beauty about art in general is that you kind of have no control after it's out. Mm. And I'm very accepting of the fact that it's like that, because as a consumer of music myself, I love the fact that I can pick up bodies of work and feel like the song was written for me, tailored for me, when it was actually completely tailored to someone else's life. And then what that person looks like doesn't really matter to me. If there is a connection, there is. And if there isn't, that's absolutely fine as well.
Joy Crooks's new album is called Skin, and it is out now. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lulu. Thank you for having me on the show.
To love someone is to lose someone.